Dad, could I borrow a few dollars?
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Oh, thanks. You're going the formal bit, huh? Big date?
No, just a dinner party. This darn guy.
Say, Dad.
Hmm?
Oh,
here.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, see if you can't straighten that out a little for me, will you?
Why don't you get one of those clip-on ties?
No, if I didn't have trouble tying my bow tie, I wouldn't feel I was going formal. Thanks. Here, help yourself, any amount.
Hey, thanks.
Up to $5.
Oh, well, I'll go the whole route. Whose dinner party is it?
Well, you remember Mr. Ferguson at the office?
Yeah.
Well, he's finally getting married.
Getting married? We must be past 50 years old.
Well, he's 52 to be exact. So we're giving him a little bachelor dinner tonight.
Oh, you mean you're throwing a stag?
No, we are not throwing a stag. We are giving him a little bachelor party tonight.
Well, it's the same thing, Dad.
It is not the same thing. There's a slight difference, Rob. All these men are grown, mature men. Al Baxter is 70 years old. He's been married almost 50 years. Now, can't you just see him at the kind of a stag party you're talking about? Or any of the fellas at the office, for that matter. Or, for that matter, me.
Well, yes. I've been to a few bachelor dinners, Dad. Sooner or later, in come the dancing girls.
No, the dancing girls won't come in. Tonight is just dinner and maybe an after-dinner drink and cigar. And I'll be home by 10:30.
Sure you will, Dad.
My grandma.
Well, Fergie, you're marrying a wonderful girl. I know you're going to be very happy.
Thank you, Steve. You know, this was really very nice of you and the boys.
Oh, it was a pleasure. You know, we were beginning to think you and Kathy never would get married. How long were you engaged, anyway?
14 years, come May.
Didn't want to rush into it, huh? Dave tells me you're taking 2 weeks off your honeymoon. Where are you going, or is it a secret?
No, we're
driving downstate to visit Kathy's aunt for a week.
Oh, I see. Well, sounds like a very nice honeymoon.
Having fun, fellas?
Oh, everything's just fine, Tom. Thanks.
Yes, you arranged a great dinner, Tom. Great. Sure did. Well, Dave, it's about time to hit the road. Good night, Ricky.
Good night, Tom.
Nice party, Tom.
Oh, wait, Steve, Dave, don't go. Fellas, the party isn't over.
Oh?
You know, you asked me to arrange a bachelor dinner, and I arranged the bachelor dinner. You know, a little entertainment. A few lovely females to remind Fergie of his bachelorhood he's giving up. Fergie, would you mind the box seat? Here's our first little lady right now. Gentlemen, I give you Flame LaRose.
Did you know anything about this?
No. I guess Robbie was right. He said a bachelor dinner's a bachelor dinner, and sooner or later in come the dancing girls.
Maybe it's Tom's idea of a joke.
Yeah. If it is, he didn't tell her. Dave, I don't want to be a wet blanket.
I know. This isn't for me either.
Let's see if we can't duck out of here without putting a damper on the enthusiasm, such as it is.
Oh, Steve, you got a light?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Tom thinks that's the only way to make a bachelor dinner official.
I hope she doesn't catch cold. But at least we had a good turnout for Fergie, huh?
Yeah, right.
Move. Turn on the lights. All right, I want to get some names and addresses here. How long have you been in here?
Fellas, please, will you help me?
Look, Miss LaFlame.
LaRose.
Miss LaRose, what is this, part of the gag?
Gag? That's no gag. That's a raid in there.
You mean a real raid?
Yes, a real raid.
Dave, maybe we better go back in there and see if we can straighten it out.
Straighten it out, Dad? Oh, look, let's get out of here, Steve. It's every man for himself.
Oh, wait. What am I going to do? My clothes are in there.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, miss, but I'm a married man. Now, good night and good luck.
Well, then you're not married.
Well, no, I'm not married, but that doesn't mean I'm going back in there after your clothes. Good night.
Mister, you can't just leave me here like this.
What else can I do?
Oh, mister, this is the first stag I ever worked.
Now, let's get one thing straight, Mr. Rose. That was not a stag. At least it wasn't at first. It was a simple bachelor dinner.
Call it what you want. I'm just a dancer, see? I was out of work, and my agent called, and I needed the money. Can't you please help me?
Well, all right. I'll give you some money, and you take a cab and go home.
A cab? If I set foot on the street to get a cab, the first cop that sees me, whammo, he's not going to believe I was babysitting in his outfit.
No, I don't imagine you would. I'll buy my jacket. I'll give you my business card, and I'd appreciate it if you'd have it returned to my office tomorrow. Good night.
Oh, wait. Couldn't you just drop me at my hotel? It isn't very far, and I could hunch down. Nobody would see
me.
We could sneak out through the parking lot.
Oh, come on.
Thanks, Mr. Douglas. You're a real gentleman. If you wait just a minute, I'll go get my key and run up to the room, get a coat, and I'll bring your jacket back.
Yeah, fine. Then hurry, would you?
Right.
I'd like to get home.
Okay,
thanks. What's the matter?
I'm locked out of my room.
Locked out of your room?
I owe him $45. That's why I took that miserable club date tonight. And now the manager left orders not to give me my key unless I come up with the money. All of it.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not your problem. Here. Gee, thanks for everything.
Well, it's all right. I wish I could help, but I'm afraid I don't have $45. Of course, you do have some place to go.
Dress like this?
Oh, no, I mean you have a family or a girlfriend.
Yeah, back in Peoria.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be okay.
Yeah, well, I wish I could be of more help, but, well, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Look, Miss LaRose, put the jacket back on and come with me. First thing we're going to do is get you some clothes. My son Robbie's about your size.
Oh, you have a son?
Yes, I have three of them at home. Well, come on. Everybody's asleep. Now, you just wait here. I'm going up to Robbie's room.
Well, Mr. Dudd was here.
Oh, why don't you just leave it to...
You won't be gone long, will you?
Oh, I'll have some clothes for you in a minute. You just trust me.
Mr. Douglas, if I didn't trust you, I wouldn't be here.
Just me.
Oh, Dad. What time is it?
Oh, it's about 10:30.
Oh, you're home early, like you said.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hmm? Oh, I was just straightening out your dresser drawers here, Bob. They're kind of a mess.
I've been meaning to get to
never mind her. Just get back to bed.
I can't. Yeah.
Oh. upstairs.
Yes, I heard her.
I think these will fit you. I'm not so sure about the sneakers, but these are new. I'll tell you, why don't you change right there in the kitchen? Everybody's asleep, that's why.
I'm not.
What do you want in the kitchen?
A glass of milk.
A glass of milk at this time of the night?
I'm thirsty.
Well, you can't be thirsty, Ernie.
Why not?
Well, because you always have a glass of milk before you go to bed.
It wore off.
Ernie. All right, you stay right here, and I'll get the milk for you.
Well, why can't I get it?
Because, I just want to get it for you, that's all. You'd like me to get it for you, wouldn't you?
Well, when I'm in bed, I like you to get it for me. But then you always tell me to get it myself.
Well, that's different, Ernie. Well, it's just different. That's all. You take my word for it. We'll discuss it in the morning.
All right, Ernie. I'll get you some milk, and then you can run upstairs and hop into bed, huh? Just drink it out of a bottle, huh?
Neato. Thanks, Dad. Night.
Good night. You sure that's all the milk you want?
Yeah. Night, Dad.
Good night.
See, this takes me back to high school. My dad and I used to have coffee after a dance. Gee, I didn't realize Peoria could be so nice.
Here we are.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Buckley.
That's all right. Just need to get you back in your room and have a couple of meals. You can pay me back whenever you can.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. You made it out to Flame the Rose.
Well, yes.
I just used that name for tonight. I don't know whether you believe me. That was the first time I ever danced at a stag.
A bachelor dinner, please.
Bachelor dinner. My real name is just plain, stupid Margaret Smith.
Well, I'll tear this one up and make one out to just plain, stupid Margaret Smith.
Did you have a nice time last night, Dad?
Oh, it was all right.
I was wrong.
About what, Rob?
About, the bachelor dinner.
Oh. Yes, it was just a friendly gathering.
Boy, that's not like the stags I remember.
Dad? What's a stag?
Just eat your breakfast, huh?
Morning, Dad. Morning, Uncle Charlie. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Eddie.
What's for breakfast?
Chocolate soda and French ice cream.
Again?
Just eat your precious.
Hey, dear.
Yes, Ern.
What happened to the girl?
What girl?
Oh, the one with the tassels.
You saw a girl with tassels? Like what?
Well, they were pretty. Kind of pink.
You see her on TV?
Ernie, we can have a round table discussion some other time, huh? Let's all just eat our breakfast.
She wasn't on TV. She was right here in our kitchen. Boy, Dad, you keep telling me if I run around with no clothes on, I'll catch a cold. I didn't hear her sneeze or nothing.
In our kitchen? This kitchen?
Yeah. I didn't get a real good look, but you had enough clothes to hold up the tassels. Hey, Dad. idea. Was that a real diamond she had on her stomach?
Ernie, are you sure you weren't dreaming?
Yeah, if it was a dream, we both dreamed it. I saw her when you wouldn't let me go into the kitchen to get some milk. Don't you remember, Dad?
All right, Steve, you might as well make a full confession. I wondered where these came from. I was going to have a talk with Robbie after breakfast.
Just a little bachelor dinner, huh, Dad?
Okay. Now, I went to this bachelor dinner last night for Mr. Ferguson. And there was a fellow there, Tom Banner, who, strictly on his own, arranged to have this young girl entertained.
What's her name? Maybe I've seen her on TV.
Flame LaRose.
Flame LaRose?
Yes.
Maybe late TV.
Flame LaRose is her professional name. Her real name is Margaret Smith.
Oh, I like Flame LaRose better.
Boy, Dad, wait till I tell the guys at junior high. Imagine, some of my friends think you're an old guy.
Well, I suppose you could say that Mr. Welch and I are old guys. We left about the time she started to dance. We sort of sneaked out the back way. And a couple of seconds later, the other guests had to leave, too, rather hurriedly.
Like there was a fire?
Well, in a way, yes, sir. Anyway, during all the excitement, Miss Smith sort of bumped into us, and she asked me to drive her to her hotel, which I did. Well, she found out that she'd been locked out of her room because she hadn't paid her rent. So, I couldn't very well leave her standing there and with the... Well, anyway, I got the idea that maybe she could wear some of your clothes, Rob, and so I brought her here.
Oh, so that's why you were up in my room.
Yes, yes.
What happened then?
Well, nothing. I mean, she changed her clothes here in the kitchen, and...
Yeah, well, I was drinking the milk out of the bottle.
Yes. And then I put her in a cab and sent her over to Helen Anderson's to spend the night. And that's all there was to it.
Oh. Well, so you see, Dad was just helping out a damsel in distress.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Well, who said he wasn't?
Come to think of it, nobody. Steve, you know I really believe it. It couldn't have happened just that way to anyone else. Only you.
Dad?
Oh, hi, Chip. What's on your mind?
Well, it's about Ernie. You see, Dad, him hearing all this junk about ladies with diamonds...
Diamonds on their stomachs?
Yeah. Well, he's just a kid. I mean, you, me, and Uncle Charlie and Robbie are...
Men of the world, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay if you bring home the whole floor show. Except I think we ought to tell Ernie he was having a dream. You didn't really bring her home.
Chip, a young lady was in trouble and I tried to help her. Now, is there anything wrong in that?
Well, no. But I was just telling the guys at the malt shop about it.
Oh. And what did the guys say?
Well...
I see. Well, Chip, the choice is yours. You can believe me or... You can enjoy your friend's fantasies. Maybe you think when someone's in trouble, you ought to get a full report on their family tree and character before you offer to help.
Well, no, Dad. But I'm not a kid anymore, now that I'm a sophomore in junior high. And I thought we ought to just talk it over man to man.
Well, fine, Chip. I enjoyed the talk.
Dad?
Yes, Chip.
I'll forget it.
Hey, you guys. Here's a recipe for chicken cacciatore. Shall I try it tonight?
Yeah, sounds good, Charlie.
What is it?
Well, chicken you float around in some kind of red sauce.
Sounds pretty. Like that lady's pink.
Chicken, what you call it, be real good, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'll serve it with dumplings and tassels and... I mean asparagus.
I'll get it. Hi.
Hi.
Is this the Douglas residence?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have a package here for Mr. Stephen Douglas. It's some clothes.
Hey, you guys, it's Flame LaRose. I mean, Miss Flame LaRose. I didn't recognize you with your clothes on.
Come in, Margaret.
Is it all right?
Well, of course it's all right.
Ben told us all about you. I'm the one who saw you last night. You were wearing that other thing.
Ernie.
Well, she was, weren't you?
That's enough, Ernie.
Margaret, this is Uncle Charlie.
How do you do?
Oh, yeah.
And this is Chip, and this is Ernie.
Hi. Dad.
Oh, and this is Robbie. Fellas, this is Margaret Smith.
Hi.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Can I call you Flame? It's a pretty name. Margaret reminds me of Margaret Guckenheim. Yeah!
Robbie, I think these are yours.
Thank you.
Your father was kind enough to lend them to me last night. We had a little emergency.
You had a couple of loose spangles, so I tightened them up.
Well, come on and sit down, Margaret.
I'll heat up some coffee.
Fine, Charlie. Watch your step.
Maybe you'd like some cold pot roast from my icebox.
No, I don't think I have time for pot roast. I'm on my way to the airport. This is sort of thanks and goodbye. But I did want to tell you something before I left.
All right, everybody. All you kids out.
Oh, no, please. All of you.
Margaret, believe me, no thank you speeches are necessary.
This isn't a thank you speech. It's just something I want you to know. I did some thinking last night for a change.
I guess you don't get much Homer.
I realized I hit rock bottom. Dancing at a bachelor dinner and locked out of my hotel room and depending on a complete stranger for help. It isn't what I had in mind when I left Peoria. So, this morning I wired home for some money. Enough to pay my hotel bill and for railroad fare and I tore up your check. And, I'm going home. I'm going back to my old job in the department store. Back to a lot of nice, unglamorous people I used to think were squares. And I'm going to try to pick up the pieces and make a life that a man like you could respect. Because last night I realized I wanted your respect very, very much. And I hope someday I'll get married and have some kids and I hope their father will be a real gentleman like you. Thank you.
Well...
Bye-bye.
Wait.
Sure it would.
With or without tassels.
Thank you.